سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، اللهم واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا. اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وأصلي وأسلم على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وعنا معهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him, and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him, and he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن يتقبل منا الصلاة والصيام والقيام. May Allah accept. We are in the last Friday, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to witness the end of Ramadan and to be from those who succeeded and passed the exam with the Mawla Azza wa Jal. The title of my khutbah today will be رمضان ليس شهرا بل أسلوب حياة. Ramadan is not a month, but it's style of life. And I'm quoting this from something that I have read just a few hours ago, maybe 10 hours, and I did make like a quick khatira in the Fajr prayer. One of the dua, he says, قال لا تحزنوا على وداعه بل احمدوا الله أن بلغكم إياه ولا تودعوه بل اصطحبوه إلى باقي عامكم فإن رمضان ليس شهرا بل هو أسلوب حياة وبداية للتغيير. This da'iyah says, don't say goodbye for Ramadan. Don't be upset for the fact that Ramadan is leaving. Actually, it's your decision to let Ramadan be your companion, because Ramadan is not a number of days, it's not just a month, it's a system of life, it's a style of life. You can let Ramadan be all of your time. You know, depending on this base, I decided to make the khutbah. So what do we mean by Ramadan uslubu haya? What do we mean by Ramadan is a style of life? As I said in the Fajr, and from here I start, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pushed us by obligatory, you know, thing, by obligation. It was an obligation, fard. It's not up to me or to you to decide to fast the month of Ramadan. It's not nafila, it's not sunnah, it's fard, it's wajib. So we were forced to get into the divine course where we witnessed the beauty of being close from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were forced to taste the beauty of listening to the Quran. We were forced to taste the beauty of how to sit next to your brother from different colors, races, you know, classes, education, all of them, that's your brothers and sisters in Islam. Which, you know, many people on earth, millions, they are facing racism. In Islam, there's no space, no place for racism. It's haram. So basically, Ramadan is one of the golden opportunities by the blessings of Allah to be a true Muslim. To taste the beauty of being close so that you can submit yourself properly as Allah wants. Because what's the meaning of Islam? The definition of Islam, تعريف الإسلام ما هو؟ أن يسلم المسلم نفسه وقياده لربه. To submit yourself in full for the will of your Lord. This is Islam. Submitting yourself is not a philosophy. It's not a mere feelings. It's not a wishful thinking. No. It's a practical application. This is Islam. That's why, even though I have started state of life, I will be quoting, depending on this meaning, we are approaching the end of this divine course. So let's be true Muslims as Allah wants. We have a ritual, full intensive ritual course mukaffaf lil'ibada ash-sha'iriyya, where we kept saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah, Ya Allah, we witness you are the greatest, we do admit you are the best, you are the greatest, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Okay, let's prove it now when we go outside in our daily life all of the year. Am I really approving what I have already claimed for a full month or not? Definitely, you are not gonna listening to me as Amjad or Muhammad or Ali or Abdullah. No. I'm just a means of communication and will be quoting sound hadith. What did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about who is the Muslim? Just quick messages with the limitation of time that I have. Before starting this, I need to remind with another something very important. Let's leave the intensive course of Ramadan while fixing in our minds and in those whom we are responsible on, i.e. our children, to educate them on haram and halal, not on aib and masmuh or ghair masmuh, legal or illegal. In Islam we have something haram, regardless of the time, because the people, generally speaking, in this materialistic world in general, east, west, north, south, they deal relatively with what the people think. For example, the cannabis, hashish, mukhaddir, okay? Just a few years ago, it used to be legally what? Was illegal. You are a criminal if you used it, okay? And they call it now weed. You know weed, just rushum. Weed. It's cannabis. It's drugs. Now for us, it's haram. But the law, they say it's legal. Legal for whoever wants to follow anything about Islam. In Islam, it's haram. Because if we do not fix the meaning of this is the decision of Allah and Islam and haram, whatever changes, your kid will go with the trend. Because, okay, a few years ago it was illegal, now it's legal. Many other things, they were illegal and they were a criminal act, now they are legal. It's unstopped, it's endless process. And that's why we need Sharia Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have haram and halal. So, mukhaddir, drugs, hashish, it's haram in Islam. I don't care what the others they say. Because at any moment, for example, alcohol is legal in Islam, al-khamr is haram. So we need part of this course basically to fix this meaning. Why I'm saying this? Because when I'm quoting what Prophet Muhammad will be talking about should be under the category is an obligation from Allah, and the one who breaks it is committing haram. It's not a relative, you know, look, which means, okay, I think so, you don't think so, it's your point of view, thank you, this is diversity, I respect your point. No, it's haram. It's not a matter of respecting me and respecting you. It's a matter of following the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in hadith al-sahih, قال المؤمن من أمنه المسلمون على دمائهم وأموالهم والمسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه والمجاهد من جاهل نفسه في ذات الله. He's giving you like a quick, short, intensive messages about how to define yourself if you are a believer and a Muslim. He said, المؤمن من أمن المسلمون من أمنه المسلم على دمائهم وأموالهم. The true believer is the one whom the people are fully secured from his transgression on their blood, which means he will not hurt them, he will not kill them, and they are safe and fully secured on their money. He's not a thief, he's not attacking their personal belongings and their money. والمسلم من the true Muslim من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. The one, the true Muslim is the one whom the people around him are completely safe from his hand and his tongue. You know, backbiting, gossip, lying, you know, all of these things. This is the true Muslim. If I pray and I do the Umrah, but simply I don't care with what comes out of my mouth, I'm not a Muslim. I'm against Islam. قال والمهاجر ما هاجر من هاجر ما نهى الله عنه. The true immigrant is the one who's leaving anything Allah has prohibited. This is the true muhajir. It's not just physically that I'm leaving a place to another place. You have to leave what Allah has prohibited. قال والمجاهد, the true mujahid, the true fighter, the true struggler in the sake of Allah is the one, قال من جاهد نفسه في ذات الله, is the one who's struggling himself in the cause of Allah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one hadith, sound hadith sahih. Imam al-Bukhari narrates as well. قال من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. The one who decided not to leave the false testimony, lying at the courts against someone, قول الزور, which is the major sin, from the biggest sins, قول الزور. The one who decided simply to ignore the value of this amazing major sin in Islam, قول الزور, which is a major sin. The false testimony, I go to the court, I say, Baya, I swear on the Quran that this person has done so and so, and just to protect my cousin or my brother, and I'm lying. This, by the way, could guarantee to me the bottom of Jahannam. So Prophet Muhammad, and by the way, Wallahi, I'm talking at least about my country. When you go to the courts for anything, you will find tens of people waiting outside with بدك شاهد؟ عمي عمي بدك شاهد؟ Do you want a witness? Wallahi, I think you see this in your countries. Okay? 5 JDs, 10 JDs, 15 JDs, do you want me to witness? Anything! I'm ready! They are just, they work full time on the main gate of courts. Do you want a witness? Regardless, you just name it. You tell me and I will say, by Allah, la ilaha illallah. As if they are guaranteeing 10 times on daily basis the bottom of Jahannam for few tens of dollars. It's amazing. That's why the rights of the people are missed. حقوق الناس ضائع. Easily I can bring from the street anyone by just a few tens of dollars. I can bring 10 witnesses that, yeah, but I did not do it. Okay, we have 10 witnesses. يعني انت صادق امك كذابين؟ لا لا يس كذابين. But I can't prove it. They are lying, but I can't prove it. In the law of the people. That's why the one who participates in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad قال من لم يدع قول الزور فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. There's no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him to leave food or to fast, you know, and to stop eating or fooding or whatever. So it's just he's wasting his time. In another hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari as well, and I did make, I forgot, is it al-Khatir on the Taraweeh or on the Fajr? Al-Imam al-Bukhari rawa fi kitabihi al-Adab al-Mufrad. It's another kitab from his Sahih, but al-Adab al-Mufrad, and it's a Sahih hadith as well. قال ذكرت فلانة عند رسول الله. قالوا يا رسول الله فلانة تصوم الدهر وتقوم الليل وتتصدق بالمال الكثير وتؤذي جيرانها بلسانها. قال لا خير فيها هي من أهل النار. صحابية. وذكرت فلانة عند رسول الله. قالوا يا رسول الله فلانة لا تصوم إلا شهرها ولا تصلي إلا فرضها وتتصدق بأثوار أي المال القليل جدا بسيط جدا. قال ولا تؤذي أحدا بلسانها. قال هي من أهل الجنة. It's amazing criteria. It's amazing. It's not me. It's Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. حديث صحيح. صحابية. A woman from the Sahaba has been mentioned in the presence of Prophet Muhammad. They say, Ya Rasulullah, we heard about such and such woman. Most of the time she's fasting, not Ramadan, all of the year. And most of the time she's doing the Qiyam, not just for Ramadan, all of the year. And nearly every day fasting and doing the Qiyam. And she donates, she pays a lot of money, she's rich. But she does hurt the people around her, especially their her neighbors by her tongue, which means, you know, you know, all that, you know, I don't know, Allah, I don't know, I hear this, I don't know, this, you know, she destroys the families around her. Just, you know, gossip, backbiting, you know, all the time, lying, I don't care. Allah, smacked, and the bint of Allah. Okay, you back it. Well, I think so, because I heard someone screaming at the night. Surely her daughter is divorced. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So طلقت بنتها وخربت بيتها. Amazingly. So this is okay. قال تؤذي جيرانها بلسانها. قال لا خير فيها. There is no good in her. She's from the people of the hellfire. صحابية تصوم تتصدق تصلي. لا خير. There is no خير. No good in her. She's from the people of the hellfire. This is the prophetic judgment on her. Sahabiyya. You are talking about Sahabiyya. We are not discussing me and you. Sahabiyya. She's from the Sahaba. Min Ahl al-Nar. Ya Allah. Yes, this is true Islam. And then they said, then they mentioned such and such another woman. قال وذكرت فلانا. Ya Rasulullah, she does not pray but the fard. No qiyam at all of the year. Not even in Ramadan. And she prays just the fard, and she fasts just the fard of Ramadan. No Mondays and Thursdays, no Ayyam al-Bid, nothing at all. قال, and even her donation is very simple. قال, لكنها لا تؤذي أحدا باللسان. She does not hurt anyone. No way to attack anyone with my tongue. قال, هي من أهل الجنة. She's from the people of the Jannah. Guarantee. Ya Allah. So let's. Okay, Jazakallah khair, respected the brother and sister. It seems we have a, you know, crowd, there's no space. Jazakallah khair. If you can just squeeze yourself to the front and to your right. Front, right. We'll have a lot of space to that corner, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan, barakallah fikum. Now the third hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says in a hadith sahih narrated by Imam Muslim, sahih al-Imam Muslim, marra Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala subrati ta'am, ay kawma min al-ta'am, fa'adkhala yadahu fiha, fa'nalat asabi'uhu balalan, faqala ma hadha ya sahib al-ta'am, قال أصابته السماء يا رسول الله قال أفلا جعلته فوق الطعام كي يراه الناس من غش فليس مني. It's amazing hadith. صحيح hadith. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says he was passing by the market, he saw a pile of food. The hadith did not mention what kind of food. It might be dates, tamar, for example. So it came to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he suspected something. He came and he put his hand inside this food, inside the date, let's say, okay? Then he discovered that there is witness inside, some kind of moisture or witness, which means there's water inside. Then he said, you, the owner of this food, what's this? قَالَ صَبَتْهُ السَّمَاءِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Metaphorical expression, which means it has rained on this. So the water came before this time. The dry, good, nice dates on the top, the wet, okay, ruined, half date there are, you see, in the bottom. قَالَ أَفَلَا جَعَلْتَهُ حَتَّى يَرَاهُ النَّاسِ مَنْ غَشَّ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Should you not put it on the top so that the people can witness and see and realize what they are buying? مَنْ غَشَّ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. The one who cheats, who's committing cheating, is exactly قَالْ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. The hadith صحيح. مَنْ غَشَّ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. It's amazing. Amazing prophetic judgment. The one who cheats is not part of me. As if I'm forsaking, he does not belong to me. You know what does it mean, he does not belong? If I'm not mistaken, yesterday, I came here to this masjid. One of the brothers stopped me. He's, I think, in early 70s. Wallahi, he was about to cry. Ya Sheikh, I beg you, Shan Allah, talk with Muslims in this masjid not to cheat. So what happened with you? I will not mention names. I will not mention occupations or careers. He was dealing with some of the musallin in this masjid to fix something, need maintenance. He said, Wallahi, I used to go all the time to others, non-Muslims. None of them cheated me. I decided to come to this brother who prays with you now. He cheated me. And he insisted with all kind of rude attitude when I came to him, Ya Ammi, look, this is bad. You did not fix it. Which means, okay, this is the best that I can do. As we say, أَعْلَمَ فِي خَيْلَكَ ارْكَبُ. Do whatever you can do. Wallahi, he was about to cry. I mean, why are we all like this? Of course, I'm not generalizing. But the one who was complaining prays with us now, and the one who did the crime is praying with us now. It's a disaster. It is a disaster if you are cheating each other, if you are not taking care of haram and halal. This is my point. He can't prove that you have done a problem with him, but it is haram. Legally, he can do nothing with you, but it is haram, and the money that you have taken from him, it is haram money. So we need really to count to 10, because Islam is commanding us for anyone else. Our problem is that we don't wait the law to ask us not to do bad things, because our law is from Allah. 1400 years actually from Adam alayhi salam, because all those who followed the prophets and messengers, they are all Muslims. So we are the continuation of Muslims from Adam alayhi salam. So Adam is our prophet, Nuh is our prophet, Yusuf alayhi salam is our prophet. We are all Muslims. So the haram and halal have not been changed since Adam alayhi salam. Lying and cheating from the time of the beginning of the creation is haram. It has nothing to do with relativism, nisbiyya of the society. And the last hadith, or the quick two last hadith, hadith al-Bukhari. It's an amazing hadith. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was once sitting with the companions. Out of a sudden, he said, "Wallahi la." Said, "Wallahi la yu'min. Wallahi la yu'min. Wallahi la yu'min." ثلاث مرات. قالوا من يا رسول الله؟ قال من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه أي شروره. Imam Bukhari narrates sound hadith, top level of sound, authentic hadith. Prophet Muhammad was once sitting, out of a sudden he said, by Allah he does not believe. By Allah he is not a believer. By Allah he does not believe. You know, he made like psychological shock for the Sahaba. Man huwa ya Rasulullah, you know, who is this horrible person? Ya Rasulullah, who is he? He is the one whom his neighbors are not safe from his evil bad deeds. Wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min. Don't waste your time. You are not considered a true acceptable believer if you are hurting your neighbors or the people. And subhanAllah, it came to my mind. In this masjid, a few days ago, one of our brothers, I think he passed 60, 65. Wallahi, he came to me here, he was about to cry literally by Allah. He was shaking like this. He said, brother, you know, I feel as if, and I'm using my words, but the content from him, because I followed the exact wording that he used. He said, I was insulted. I want to cry. He said, what happened to you? He said, I wanted to shake hands with one of the brothers when we had the iftar. I just did say, salam alaikum, brother. Simply, he just kept his hand in his pocket. He looked at me arrogantly and he did not want to shake hands with me. You know, he came to me about to cry, 65 or 70 years old. You know, I was so touched. He's praying with us here in this masjid. Both of them, the same case. They thought I will not talk about this, but I can't immediately talk because I don't want to break, you know, let's say, the ties with the people, because everyone will know who's he. Because our main job, our main target is not to break the ties with the people, just to educate the people that this is haram. من لا يأمنوا. This is, don't harm the people around you. Do your best with your smile, the noise that you make. Part of this hadith is applicable on the brothers and sisters who bring their children, they keep them playing all the time, screaming all the time, running all the time. I'm not talking about a few minutes of rest. No, 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 no. You know that some kids sometimes, for them, this is the playing yard. 24/7. No one cares. I mean, when Abu, when Umma ki Ammi, who cares? They are praying, you know? Khushu. But what about the rest who are facing disaster, they can't have khushu? As our Syrian brother, they have Willak al-Darsani bil-Ba'la. I can't translate this, by the way. Just Arabs, they understand. Even just Syrians, maybe. Egyptians, maybe they don't know it. You know, Darsani bil-Ba'la? Untranslatable. Which means, you know, this is my son. You know, don't come to him. You dare to come to see, you can't scream in his face, you can't speak with him, you can't, and if you made a disaster, God forbid, you use physical power, and you are lost. But he has the right to keep screaming and making, playing out inside the masjid while we are praying. Where's the father? By the way, part of this hadith, وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنْ مَنْ لَا يَأْمَنُ جِيرَانُهُ بَوَائِقَ. The one whom the people around him are not safe from his bad or evil deeds, he is not a believer. Which is not, that means he's a kafir. He's not, you know, like he's not a full believer. He's not applying what should entitle him to be an acceptable believer. He's falling in an amazing, amazing, amazing shortage. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us not to be from those. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad, aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. The title of the khutbah was Ramadan is not a month but style of life. Who is the true Muslim? The true Muslim is the one who's making Ramadan, the concept of Ramadan, the spirit of Ramadan, I mean being close to Allah, submissive to Allah, be your style of life. And we gave some examples how or what is the definition of a true Muslim out of hundreds of hadith. I picked and chose just maybe 5 or 6. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be true Muslims. Allahumma arhamna warham bina waghfir lana wahdina ya rabbal alameen. اللهم عنا على إتمام صيام رمضان وقيام لياليه. اللهم عنا على ليلة القدر. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء ليلة القدر. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في القول والعمل يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك يا رب العالمين. اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا. نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا. نبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا. فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم ارحم المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم ارحم آباءنا وأمهاتنا وإخواننا ممن سبقونا إلى دار الحق. تجاوز عنهم، اغفر لهم. اللهم اغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا والآثام كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.